Have you seen the latest edition of the Hills to Hawkesbury Living magazine? There are great new sections on local living legends, together with history and photos from the past. Our What's On will let you know about local events. There's our much-loved TV guide and our classifieds that will link you to the best trades and services in the area. For over 33 years, the Hills to Hawkesbury Living has been the magazine for the community and now a proud station sponsor.
Welcome to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and we've got special guests with us later. We have got Christine Anu coming in, and we've got Donna coming in to talk about Australia Day.
We do. We need to fit our show in, though, don't we?
I know we do, because we don't want you to miss out on our what has happened on this day and our unconventional news, so we've got to still play it.
We do. We're going to get straight into it today, and we're going to do birthdays.
So
if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. You share the day with Michael Hutchins, who was born in 1960. Michael Hutchins, of course, was the lead singer of In Excess, very, very famous, internationally famous Australian, who sadly died back in 1997, but had many...
I can't believe it was 1997.
Yes, many good years with In Excess. It's also the birthday of Malcolm McLaren, who some have said was the father of punk.
Oh, okay.
What
did he play?
He was the manager of the Sex Pistols, the sort of pioneering punk band of the 70s. He was also quite a trendsetter in his own right, and he also had a bit of a recording career as well. He made one of my favourite albums called Waltz Darling. And his girlfriend was Vivian Westwood, the designer, a bit of a wacky fashion designer.
See, you learn a new thing every day.
You do. And the other birthday today is Gabrielle Macht, who is better known as Harvey Specter in Suits.
Oh, in Suits. Yeah, I liked Suits.
Yes, he was born in 1972. Yeah. Suits, of course, spawned another famous person who's
who could that
now
be?
Better known of the Duchess of Sussex.
Pregnant or something? Is having a baby?
That's the one.
I think she married somebody really, really famous, didn't
possibly.
She?
Possibly. And Gabrielle Macht, better known as Harvey Specter, was born in the Bronx and is married to an Australian actress called Jacinda Barrett. So he has a connection with us in Australia here.
Oh, well, good for him. We can talk about him today because it's Australia Day.
Yes.
So it's a good job it's his birthday.
That's right. Very convenient.
Yes. So happy birthday to everybody out there whose birthday it is.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
So what else are we going to do talk about? Are we going to talk about my unconventional news, shall we?
We could do, yes.
Or are we going to talk about what happened on this day?
No, let's do some unconventional news.
So my unconventional news today is a bit Australian. That's what I thought I would do. So just to say that there are seven wonders of Australia, and Julie, I don't know how many of them you have done, but you can count them up as we go along. So we've got the Great Barrier Reef, which is in Queensland, and what they were saying is that it can be seen from outer space. But since 1984, it has lost more than half of its coral. Isn't that so sad?
Yes.
Because I'm trying to think. First time I went to the Barrier Reef was in 97, and it was beautiful. It really was beautiful then.
Yes.
But that is so sad, because that was only 12 years afterwards, and now nearly 20 years later.
I think in the last couple of years, the coral bleaching has been particularly... prevalent.
Yeah, it's very sad. So that's one of them. You've been there too?
I have, yeah.
Yes, it's beautiful. The other one is, number two is the Uluru in the Northern Territory, which is also known as Ayers Rock, and it's a large sandstone rock formation. And they're actually saying now that they're going to ban from 2019 that no one is allowed on it anymore.
Yes, that's right. Out of respect for the traditional owners.
Yes, which I understand. It's just sad, you know, that it's such a beautiful wonder of Australia, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you been up that one?
I have. I've been up it and around it. It's well worth doing the walk around the base.
Which is a couple of kilometres, isn't it?
It's about 9 kilometres. Yes. It's further than you might think, but it's a good walk.
Yep. And then the 12 Apostles in Victoria, They were christened by a Victorian Victorian tourist in the 1920s.
Okay.
And there's only, do you know how many that are left?
Not 12, I think. Is there 10?
No, 8.
8,
there's
okay.
only 8 left, and that's what's happening with that rapid erosion and the limestones. The horizontal falls, number 4, in Western Australia, they're a natural phenomenon which is created as seawater builds up faster on the one side of the gaps than the other, creating a waterfall up to 5 metres high on the spring tide. Clever, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. And then the Sydney Opera House in Sydney was opened in 1941 and includes an extensive... Oh, sorry, I've missed one. I've missed number 5. The Australian War Memorial in Australia, Capital Territory. That was opened in 1941. And it includes an extensive National Military Museum. Now, I haven't been to that. I'll have to
it's
go to
It's worth
that.
A visit. It's very seen? Good, yeah.
So, Yanni, have you done all of them? Have you done
the I haven't seen the 12 Apostles, and I haven't seen the wave in or waterfall in WA.
Oh, okay. And then Cradle, the Sydney Opera House in Sydney, is a multifunctioning performance of art centre. Did you know how many performance venues they have?
5 or 6?
7.
Is there?
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't know it was more. They've got the Concert Hall, Opera Theatre, Playhouse, Drama Theatre, the Studio, the Forecourt and the Olsen Room.
Okay.
Whatever that is. And then Cradle Mountain in Tasmania, it consists of dolerite columns and named after its resemblance to a gold mining cradle. Mm. And that I've been to.
Well, I haven't, so well done. You've beaten me on that one for sure.
I think there's only one that I haven't got to go to. I might have some more unconventional news a bit later.
Very good.
All right. So, shall we have some music?
Let's do that.
Let's do that. So, we've got a bit of Aussie music coming up. We've got Cold Chisel, Flame Trees, Jimmy Barnes, Working Class Man, and Delta Goodrum, Only Human.
You'd do anything to make sure your children are safe. So when you take them to school or pick them up, particularly children under the age of 10, hold their hand. In busy traffic areas and when you're crossing the road, don't just let them go. Because children and safety go hand in hand.
Go home, Nicholas, don't let me go.
A message from the RTA.
Takes more than just a memory to make me. cry. And I'm happy just to see you at a table with old friends and see which one of us can tell the biggest lies. And there's a girl just fall in love near where the piano is stands, with a young local factory out of work just holding hands. And I'm wondering if you go, if you stay. Do you remember nothing stopped us on the field in our head?
Jones, where our neighbors a long time back. They live right down the road from us in a shack just like our shack. We worked in the fields together and we learned to count on each other. When you live off the land, you don't have time to think about another man's color. Oh, the cotton was high and the corn was growing.
Overcoming fears, overcoming obstacles. That's what legends do. Find your reason, your passion. The focus is you. No matter what fitness level you're at, it's all about pushing that one important button. We're here for you, to help you, to coach you, and to guide you. 1, 2, 3, reset. Call Fernwood North Rocks in Seven Hills on 9871 7996 or visit our Facebook page, Fernwood North Rocks, to experience the Fernwood difference for yourself. Your premium women's health and fitness club. Station sponsor.
Every Friday from 9 till noon, you'll hear a great selection of music from the 60s to the current era with your host Charles Aduce on Juicy Music, right here on Alive 90.5.
Not everyone in New York would pay Andrew Lloyd Webber. His trousers fall down as he bows to the queen and the crown. I don't know what to
tune that the orchestra played. But when you buy me sickly sentimental, can I have another piece of chocolate cake? Tammy Baker's got a lot on her plate. Can I buy another deep Picasso fade? Andy Warhol must be laughing in his grave. The band of the night takes you to ethereal heights over dinner. And the sugar that drip from the violin's bow made the children go crazy. Put a hole in the tooth of a hag. Can I have another piece of chocolate cake? Tammy Baker must be losing her faith. Yeah. Can I buy another Jean Picasso fade? Andy Warhol must be laughing in his grave. And then bowl 257. Now the excess of fat on your American bones will cushion the impact as you sing like a star. Can I have another piece of chocolate cake? Tammy Baker, Tammy Baker. Can I buy another Jean Picasso, babe? Jean Picasso.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. Well, we've got our special guest today. Donna has just arrived, and we're going to talk about Australia Day. So, welcome, Donna.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, you're welcome. It's nice to have you.
It's nice to be here with Julie back.
Oh, good.
Nice to be here as a bit of a trio.
Yes. We've never had trio this year.
No.
This is our first year for trioing. Isn't that exciting?
It is.
All right. So we've got a few questions for Donna that we're going to ask her, because she's been living in Australia since you were born, aren't you, Donna?
Yes, and that was 21 years ago.
Yes, I know. Aren't you glad it's 21 years ago? She looks 21 too. So what do you think it is that makes Australia Day a special time to celebrate?
I think it's a nice time to celebrate the uniqueness of our country and how we have such a happy attitude and a relaxed way of life as Australians, that most other people around the world find that uniqueness when they live here or even travel as tourists. And I think it's a nice time to be patriotic and celebrate our country for what it is and how we live and bringing friends together. I think Stray Day is a time when you do tend to spend it with friends. Everyone's usually more relaxed after the Christmas chaos. Holidays are over and it's the sort of the last celebration before school-aged children go back to school and the whole cycle starts again.
As well. I think it's everybody going, this is it now. We've got to start the year off. And we may have worked a few weeks before, but now this is it.
And this is our last big hurrah before the full year starts again.
And the chaos on the roads.
Absolutely. Yes. The traffic.
We're all dreading that, aren't we?
That's right.
And how do you normally spend Australia Day?
Well, it's changed over the years. Since having the twins, when they were young, we used to go with twin families, three families, to the Australia Day festivities in Parramatta Park, to the hot air ballooning. At 5 o'clock, we'd go in and see the balloons take off from Parramatta Park, have a breakfast, take a picnic, spend the morning, come back for a nana nap and the children's naps.
Just like Christmas Day?
Yes, and then head out that night. Usually the Hills Council used to have, at the old Hills Centre, a small gathering and fireworks there in the evening. So that's how we used to do it when the children were young. School brought another dimension where, again, celebrating with friends. But we now go to a group of us now go to a friend's house every year, Club Coleman, as we call it, after our hosts, and it's become quite a tradition with the school friends over the years.
Oh, and do the kids still go with you?
Well, they've started to come and go. It'll be interesting to see now they've all finished school this year, this group of friends, if we'll see many of them now they're off with licences and doing their own thing.
It'll probably start off, they'll start disappearing and then come back when they have their own families.
Yes,
you know?
So yes.
And then probably start their own traditions.
Oh, yes, they already do. Yeah. This particular group of friends have getaways and get-togethers in the holidays. Yeah. So, yes.
It's good. So, unlike Julie and I, you've grown up in Australia. Do you think the way we celebrate Australia has changed since you were a child?
Yes, absolutely. I was only speaking to my mum yesterday about this, and because I didn't have any recollection or memories of celebrating Australia Day as a young child, and Mum said the same. We didn't actually do, there was no big celebrations back in the day. The first recollection I have of celebrating Australia Day is in 1988. With my girlfriend and her family, we all walked the Harbour Bridge because it was the bicentennial of Australia. So it was 200 year birthday, and things have seemed to have developed from that point in time in the harbour with the ferry races, obviously more fireworks, lots of celebrations. The ads came to TV a lot more then about having lamb. Australia Day, the lamb, barbecues, there was beer ads. So it all, as I think technology and TV developed and the birthday of the 200 years, it's all kicked on from there. I'm sure other people may have celebrated prior to that, but I don't have
any recollection of those days.
The bicentenary celebrations were big. I remember seeing something on the news back in England.
They were very big, yes.
About it.
The tall ships.
Yes.
In the harbour.
Yes.
That the whole bridge was closed so you could walk across it. There was, it was a very big celebration and one that I can remember in my early 20s with my girlfriend and friends and in the city for the day. It was magical.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, we'll have some more questions for Donna about how to plan and organise an Australia Day event after a little bit of music. What have we got,
Anne? Have we got? We've got a bit of AC/DC, so that'll waken you up if you're not awake already. And let's get physical with Olivia Newton-John. See you in a bit.
AdPost Group is Australian-owned family company with diverse printing brands all under one roof. We will help manage all your business print needs, from button badges, name badges, fridge magnets, point-of-sale collateral and more. We distribute your promotion into letterboxes with GPS tracking. AdPost frees you from searching for printers while ensuring results that meet the highest standards. Need print? Call 1300 237 678 to find out how we can help you promote and showcase your organisation. That is 1300 AdPost. Station sponsor.
Let's get into physical. Let me body talk. quick to mind, just like you, Ian. I've been calling units with the brick wall view. I can't believe the perfect family's on my color TV. If I don't make it to the top, it'll never bother me. And I don't wanna be the one. 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 I'm an innocent bystander, charting the path, waiting at the back. Corporate attack, I saw the senses with relentless scenes of passion and delight. I count up all the options and went running for my life.
And I don't wanna be the one. And I don't wanna be the one. And I don't wanna be the one for the one. And I don't wanna be the one for the one.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie and our special guest Donna, talking about Australia Day. So we were just listening to AC/DC, TNT, Olivia Newton-John, Let's Get Physical, and Midnight Oil, Don't Wanna Be the One. So I hope you were getting up and dancing. If you weren't in the car, we were up and dancing in here, weren't we, Donna?
We sure were.
All right, so another few more questions for you. What are your five top tips for planning an Australia Day event?
Okay, I love an event, as you know, Anne, and especially all our...
We spoke to Donna about Christmas. That was last
year. Any celebration.
Yeah.
I think plan your theme normally, but obviously your theme is already there
Australia
with Australia Day.
Day.
So plan your decorations ahead of time, and then also your food. I always think fancy dress, or as in with Australia Day, it would obviously be something Australian.
Mm-hmm.
Plan your invite early so you get your captive audience to attend your party, or all the people you would like to share the day with, so get in early. Sometimes I think it's nice to put out an invite prior to Christmas, so people know when they're coming back from holidays and school that, you know, you're hosting that event, because a lot of people you would miss in that January period. So I think that foremost is your most important thing to do first. And also have plenty of ice. Australia Day is always very, very hot. Lots of drinks on hand, to have lots of refreshments, whether they be alcoholic or non. Have lots of ice to chill everybody's drinks on the day.
I bought fans last time. I think fans are a good thing.
That's a great tip, actually.
When I always looked at older people using a fan.
Yes.
Yeah, not happening. When it's a hot day in Australia, you need a fan. And you can get Aussie fans.
Absolutely. And we've found in the last few years that the children somehow manage to stay inside in the air conditioning, and we're sitting outside in the heat, and they swim and we sit there watching, and there's something totally wrong about all of that. Yeah, we need totally to switch it around,
switch
I think.
Switch it around, definitely. But get a fan. Remember at my Christmas lunch I bought those Australian ones that you wound up.
That's right. So I think we might all have to pull them out for this weekend because it's going to be very, very warm again on Saturday.
39 it said on Saturday.
Oh, it's getting hotter every day.
Oh, gosh.
And the forecast changes.
Some people will also celebrate Australia Day on Monday because it's Saturday
well,
and
you've
Monday,
got it,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The public holiday is Monday, but I think you can go and do all the public celebrating in the city on the Saturday, and then lots of people have barbecues and gatherings on the Sunday or Monday. Yes.
Yeah. Now, this question what we're going to ask you is, how do you avoid getting stressed? Well, I think it's actually a silly question. There is no ways you're not stressed.
No, that's right. And my husband and children would probably laugh if I told them that I didn't get stressed before an event because I'm usually running around screaming at everybody.
Do this, do that.
But to try and minimise the stress, I think what I normally do with an event is, as soon as I come up with the idea and the vision, I like to get in and plan early so that the only stress on that day is putting out the things you need and the food, but trying to get everything planned and organised and stored early.
And have maybe a little list and tick off
absolutely,
that list.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay,
lists,
I've done that.
We've got many friends that love a list.
Yes.
So and it tries to keep you a little bit calmer, and you can also put your list now in your phone for when you go shopping in your notes on your phone. So it's always with us.
I know, phones are so good, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will ask more questions after the news and everything, but have we got Christina New coming after the news?
We do, yes.
Oh,
we've got a little
awesome
change to the format of our
yes
show because
yeah
Christine is on a little bit of a tight schedule.
Yes, but we don't mind. We are happy to change.
But we will have Christine coming up immediately after the news, yes.
Oh, that'll be very very good. So don't forget, guys, we're just going to have Kylie Minogue, the Locomotion, so that'll get you all ready, a bit dance music up and everything running. And then the instrumental will come on, the news, and then we'll have Christina New on.
That's
so
correct.
Don't go away anywhere. See you in a bit.
Chance now.
Come on, baby.
Live 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie and our special guest, Christina New.
Are you there, Christine?
Hello.
Hi. There is a very faint voice at the end of the phone. I'm hoping that, Christine, you can hear me.
I can hear you very well. Loud and clear.
Excellent. You're incredibly faint, Christine, but let's hope that we can we can get a good interview on the road here. Christine, yes. Thank you so much for your patience and perseverance on getting your call to air and for joining us today. Now, Christine, we're delighted to have you on the show. Just for our listeners, just to give them a little bit of information about your background, you're Australia's premier urban-style pop singer, born in 1970 in Cairns, Queensland, with your mother from just off the south coast of Papua New Guinea and your father from the centre of the Torres Strait. Is that correct? Is that your heritage, Christine?
That's definitely my heritage, definitely.
That's excellent. And you are, I did a little bit of research about you a little bit earlier this afternoon, Christine, singer, songwriter and actress who started off her career as a dancer.
That's a lifetime ago, but yes, that's correct.
So you're actually a quadruple threat performer, not just a triple threat performer. You can do everything.
I'm a threat to no one, really.
No, don't undersell yourself one little bit. Your first recording was in 1993, Last Train, a dance remake of a Paul Kelly song.
Indeed,
yes. And since then,
yes.
You've gone on to do solo albums. You've been nominated for numerous awards, including 17 ARIA Awards. Mm. And now, very soon, you're going to be appearing at the Pioneer Theatre in Castle Hill.
Which is my most favourite gig that I'm looking forward to.
Excellent. That's lovely to hear. I'm sure there's lots of people in the Hills District that can't wait for your show to come on in, just over a week's time. Tell us a little bit about how you started out in showbiz, Christine.
Like you mentioned before, I was dancing. I was involved in a dance course that I opted to do for 5 years. At the end of the 5 years, I met a gentleman by the name of Neil Murray, who is an ex-Wurrumpi Band member. He wrote the song for the lead singer of the Wurrumpi Band called My Island Home, which you'd be very aware of.
Yes, and we played that just a moment while we were trying to get you live on air.
You've got to love technology. Well, it is that song was the catalyst for my career. So I met him in my final year of dance college, and he heard me singing some songs from the Torres Strait culture in a workshop that we were putting on for Sydney audiences, and asked me if I would join his band called the Rainmakers. And so he sort of kick-started my career as a singer, if you like, or at least introduced me to the band, the world of pub gigging, which was way back then in the 90s. And by the end of the 1992, it was, I got discovered by a few record companies and signed a record deal at the end. And I did also go on to do one and a bit years with the Bangarra Dance Theatre. I travelled around the world performing with them. And then the music career, the recording career, was needing to have more attention paid to it, so I had to leave dance. I had to make that decision to leave because I had nothing to lose. And I recorded my first song, the Paul Kelly Last Train song, and pretty much that's how it all happened. So I went on to do some musical theatre. I've gone on to do television shows and eventually play school and some recording a kids album myself. It's just been going from strength to strength. So I've been celebrating my career every year and the fact that it's still going. So I'm blessed.
You've been a great inspiration to a number of young Australians who will have seen you in all sorts of places, including the Wiggles. Mm. I remember seeing you on the Wiggles some time ago. But when you were growing up, who was your inspiration?
I guess I really, really loved a lot of the black jazz artists and the jazz musicians, and was into country music. I think a lot of my music was very varied because we didn't really own a lot of records, and we listened to the ABC and BBC when the ABC station would go off. So I listened to whoever there was being played on the airwaves as a child. But again, when we moved to Brisbane, when I was about four or five, and we watched a lot of television, it was what was what we'd see on Countdown, really, and those were the sort of the types of music that I grew up listening to, and really, really found that I loved Motown and R&B and soul music, and loved Aretha Franklin.
Oh yeah, we love Aretha Franklin too.
Yeah, what's not to love, hey? Big voice, very raw, very powerful. And there's no ducking and weaving from those high notes, is there? She's amazing.
She's amazing, and it's so sad that we've lost her.
But her music lives on with us, doesn't it? And that's the best thing about
Definitely. It. Definitely. I just wanted to ask, this is Anne, the other partner with Julie. Just wanted to ask, we have a wide variety of audiences that are mums, and we were just wondering, how do you cope with your two children and looking after them and doing all the things that you have to do to leave them and things, you know?
Yeah, and that's inevitable. You have to tackle what's going to happen with them, where they're going to be. Getting your head around what their routine is really, really important. Staying abreast of that. My daughter, who's 16, so she's my sole dependent at the moment. My son's 22 and he lives with his other half. And my daughter, it's important that she gets a lot of my emails.
Yes.
She gets copied in on a lot of my emails so that she knows exactly where I am and what's going on. And making sure that they have as much of the information about what's, you know, my comings and goings as possible.
Yeah, because it's so important, isn't it? Because they're such an important part of our lives.
And not only have you been very busy around Australia, it sounds as if you've travelled extensively around the world. So being able to, you know, juggle that balance has been, I'm sure, quite a feat. Your logistical and time management skills must be impeccable.
Yeah, well, you know, I do have a great team around me. I must be honest about that. And they really do help with where things need to be. So wherever I've been able to take the kids throughout my career, they've definitely come along. Sometimes it will be such an intense work schedule that it's like taking them to work with you in an office environment. It's just not the right environment because you've got to be focused on what you're doing. So it depends on how. If I can incorporate them, I will. If I couldn't, then I've had a wonderful group of, you know, family members that have become my family members, if you like, to help me out with the kids where and when is possible.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about the show in Castle Hill on the 7th of February. What's the theme of the show? What will you be covering?
It's called In Conversation and Song, and it sort of came about because over the years, my manager said, you know, he noticed, he said, you know, you do like to talk an awful lot during your shows, and you don't tend to always perform all of the songs that you've got on your set list. But the stories are just absolutely brilliant. You should create something out of that. So I created this show called In Conversation and Song. So a lot of the stories that I tell about my upbringing, about my culture, about, you know, interesting stories that have happened over the span of my career in different jobs here and there, all sort of get worked into a set list of songs that kind of inform the next song that's coming up and so on and so forth. And I've sort of, it's not scripted per se, the stories do sort of happen around where the structure of the songs really. And when I'm performing to children, and I think it's safe to say 30,000 kids I covered last year in all the schools I visited, was probably some of my favourite performances because the kids really, really, really loved it. So I I'll actually shape it for a school performance, and then, like, for coming to the Hills, I'll be doing one that's specific for adults, but it's still kind of interactive. I love to get people to sing along with me, and really engage with my story. So open up and really share another side of you know, the person that I am, as opposed to what people have come to know of me throughout the years. If you're reading about me or seeing television interviews, this is a little bit more in depth, and you get to really learn more about me and my family and my culture.
And it sounds like audience participation is not only permitted but encouraged.
Oh yeah, you're not going to come and see me and just sit there and stare at me. That is not allowed. What I do is I really, really encourage people to help me. I really loved interviewing members who were a part of a choir and listen to the enjoyment and the joy that they get out of being together and singing together. That that's what the inspiration is behind, getting the audiences to sing as well, because there's something quite joyful about that.
I think it's
about knowing that they're helping, you know, the artist on stage sing.
And I think, you know, I know me myself, when I go to shows, I can't help but sing. You know, I'm probably the loudest, and the people around me are going, Shane, stop singing. But, you know, that's why I'm there, isn't it? So I can sing with you, so you can hear me.
And that's the idea. Yeah, exactly. And that's the idea of putting that into a show. You might as well, because people probably do want to sing. They're probably bursting at the seams too. So why not incorporate that in a show? And it's probably one of my favourite parts of the show, is getting everyone to sing along to practically nearly all my songs.
Oh, that's good. That's what I like to hear.
I think you'll find we're a very enthusiastic audience here in the Hills, Christine.
Yeah, definitely.
And we will be up there singing and dancing with you.
Yes, by hook or by crook, I will be making sure of that.
That's good.
Thank you so much for your time, Christine. I really do
appreciate your time as well. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your patience. And we played it earlier while we were trying to get you on the line, but we'll play it again. Your wonderful song, Island Home. And I think this was a song that you won an ARIA for, wasn't it?
It was way back in 1994.
Just the other day. Now, don't forget, if you want to come back on us, just send us a note on Facebook and you can come back on any time.
We'd love to have you back on any time, Christine.
Thank you so much for your company.
We'll let our listeners know where to get tickets for your show and all the details as we go through. And we hope you have an absolutely fantastic time.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you
so much,
Christine.
Thanks, Christine. Bye.
Dream of the sea. They say home is where you. now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick a Mix with Anne and Julie. And OMG, we just had Christine Anu on. And wasn't that exciting? Hey, girls, wasn't that exciting that you're with me here?
Incredibly stressful. But Julie, she was absolutely
It was
delightful.
Well worth the wait.
So thank you, Christine. It was wonderful.
It was absolutely amazing. It was so good to have you on. And as we said to you, if you want to come on anytime, we're available for you. And we'll have the phone done properly that time. All right, so the weather, it's gone up since an hour ago. It was 31. It's now 32.4, and it's a scorcher out there if you go out there, so make sure you put the aircon on and don't forget your sunscreen, and especially if you're at the beach. So tomorrow it's just going to get hotter and hotter all week. So tomorrow it's 34, a little bit cooler Wednesday, 33, 29 on Thursday, but it's Friday's 35, Saturday's 38 and Sunday 39. So it's going to be a scorcher for Australia Day, but never mind. It's all a part of it being Australia Day, isn't it? All right, traffic next.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. We've got in Plumpton on the M7 motorway near Lamb Street. We've got a hazard where there's a lost load of concrete. So you're going to have to take extra travel time because the traffic is heavy. There must be a lot of concrete on the floor. So watch out for that one. In Casula, there's an accident truck with a car, and it's on the Hume Highway at Currajong Road. And that's also allow extra time. There are services attending to it, but it seems like it's going to make your time a lot longer to get to wherever you're going. Changed traffic conditions due to the earlier fire in Camperdown in Parramatta Road at Mallet Street. It's not as bad. It looks like the traffic controllers are around, so just exercise caution with that. And then we're just going to put on our bit of ABBA because we missed ABBA as we had a beautiful Christine Anu on the line. So here's ABBA and we'll chat to you after that.
This time we lose. This time we really lose.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. We've just had Christina New on live, and Julie's going to just tell you a little bit about when her show is on.
So Christine will be on at the Pioneer Theatre in Castle Hill, which is at 14 Pennant Street, Castle Hill. And that will be on Friday the 7th of February at 7 p.m. The show is for 15s and over. You can book tickets at Eventbrite. It's a 70-minute show with no intermission.
And so that sounds really good, doesn't it? And she did say, and I think you should all be aware of it, that you can sing. She wants singing. So don't get cross with the person next to you, because they're going to sing.
Loudly if Anne is there.
You'll hear me. I'm always the loudest one. You know, on the cruise that I was on just a little while ago, I went to see the ABBA show, which I've only seen. I mean, the ABBA movie, which I've only seen probably 10 times. Not one person sang. Except me. I was sitting all by myself in a corner. I went to the near furthest corner away so nobody could see me, and I sang. That's what you meant to do.
But I'm sure you enjoyed it.
Yes,
so that's
I loved
all that
it.
Matters.
That's all that matters, isn't it?
That's right. Can I just correct myself there? The 7th of February is actually on a Thursday. So not this Thursday, but the following Thursday.
Oh,
no,
okay.
2 weeks' time, actually.
Yeah, because next Thursday is the 26th, so it'll be the 30th or something, won't it?
26th is Saturday, Australia.
Oh, yes, of course. So I meant the 28th. So the following week. We'll put it up on our Facebook page and Instagram, because we have Instagram now. So don't forget to look us up on Facebook and Instagram, and we'll post the details there for you.
We certainly will. So get along and see Christine and enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show, that's right. So now we've got some more questions for Donna, who's been very good sitting waiting while we've been trying to work out how the phone worked and everything. But thank you, Donna, for sticking around with us.
Oh, it's been an education.
We've swapped studios.
It's all happened today.
True professionals.
That's us.
You'd
have
never known. So, question for you then, Donna. So, we've talked about, you know, how to host an event and so on for Australia Day. Where do you source your material from?
Okay. Previously, a lot of the larger retailers have had lots of nice Australian themed decorations. This year, unfortunately, the big retailers have been a bit disappointing with very little in their stores. Target and Myer don't actually have anything this year. So, fortunately, I've had a lot in storage. But Reject Shop, your local discount stores, your $2 shops, your Ronnie's in the hills have a selection of merchandise to purchase. Coles and Woolworths do have a small amount, varying from store to store, but unfortunately they're not at the front of the store where most of the merchandise is. You have to go and hunt for it at the back of the store at the end of a gondola this year.
Yeah, I didn't see any yesterday.
No, back to school seems to be taking pride in place, but you need to go hunting. It is in the back of the store. But I love a challenge. So that includes more shopping. So I'm always got my eyes out. I found a store called Habitania at Rouse Hill in the hills the other day that have some lovely crockery mugs and some shopping bags and some really nice melamine ware in cups and plates with
the
Australian.
Is that at the Rouse Hill shops?
At the town centre.
Town centre.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they've got some beautiful keepsake pieces that you would pull out from year to year.
Oh, okay. So it sounds as if you can purchase material really cheaply. You don't have to spend a lot of money.
No, not at all. One place I haven't been this year is Spotlight, which comes to mind when you say material as well, because rather than buying also the disposable, even though it is at a very manageable price each year, you can go and buy your fabric and make your cloths or make a top or a dress. But you know, the discount shops do help with your, you know, the price to keep the price down for your functions, definitely.
And it sounds as if you buy pieces that aren't disposable and you use them from year to year, you know, it's quite feasible to do that. And I
guess, right.
You know, ecologically sounder for the environment.
Absolutely. And I have a couple of large storage boxes that I have that I keep from year to year and bring out. Got some nice items from Target in the past with some nice outdoor stemware for champagne and wine, some dip platters. They're just a little bit harder to find at the moment, but by collecting a little bit year to year, it also doesn't make it a big outlay.
Yeah.
And then you've got your disposable serviettes and, you know, your pieces like that from year to year that you can use.
And it doesn't matter if you use them during the year anyway.
No, we all live in Australia.
That's right.
And I, you just mentioned that, you know, some large storage boxes is the way that you store your material. You store them in your garage?
Yes, I have some extensive racking and boxes for my friends that know. We're very fortunate to have a very large under area at the back of our garage under the house that is stored in themes, Christmas being very extensive. But I've got Stray Day in two large boxes, one for decorations, one for home decor and food preparation and food displaying.
We've borrowed a lot from Donna before.
I guess the trick is labelling it, isn't it?
So it is absolutely labelling it so you can not quite up to a spreadsheet of what's on what spot, but the boxes are definitely labelled, so I know where everything is. And yes, they do quite often get borrowed for parties, but we're very fortunate to have that massive storage area.
And what's been your most successful Australia Day event that you've organised?
Well, it'd have to be the one that I held a party at our house for some very dear friends who listen as well regularly, Warwick and Tanya and Kendra, my South African friends that Anne actually introduced me to.
Is that the one I went to?
Yes, and they were actually became Australian citizens, and we had a party in their honour to welcome them to Australia and be Australian citizens, and it was amazing. Again, it was a very, very warm, hot day. Lots of decorations, lots of wonderful food, but that was probably my most memorable and special for doing it for such a special occasion.
Yeah. No, it was I remember it was lovely because the kids were younger, so they just swam all the time, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. That was a good day.
And what are your sort of thoughts on the most important components for hosting a successful event?
Okay, I think the most important is for an Australia Day event, obviously Australia Day decorations, Australia Day themed food. Now, we can all countries around the world tend to have a lot of traditional themes. Ours are a little bit more relaxed here. Obviously, the lamb for Australia Day. Sausages on the barbecue never go astray. Good old Lamingtons. The pavlova, even though we pinch that from New Zealand, I think, like we pinch most things from New Zealand. Traditional salads, down to the old caramel koalas, the green and yellow jelly, and lots of soft drink. So theme food, obviously swimmers, whether you've got a pool or a sprinkler, and games, cricket bat obviously has to be
and backyard dustbin, cricket. Cricket bat and a dustbin.
Absolutely, the old garbage bin. And I think most of the men in our lives think it's essential we have a TV somewhere on Australia Day because the Australian cricket team are playing, and that needs to be on in the background while they're all playing cricket out on the backyard.
Trying to be their heroes.
Absolutely.
And what about funny memories? After all your planning and celebrating, there must be one or two memorable funny memories that you have.
Probably the funniest memory I have, and it wasn't actually coming from an event. It was from when we first started taking the twins and our twin friends to Parramatta Park to see the air balloons back when they were preschoolers. And I just happened to be at my local Westfield, and I went to go to Woolworths, and I walked in, and the banner right across the front of Woolworths, and everywhere I looked was of my twins and the other twins that we are friends with, and I nearly fell over. We had absolutely no idea this was going to be happening. They were the poster children for Australia Day that year. The year before, we were in Parramatta Park, and a local freelance photographer asked us, the children have a photo for the local Parramatta Advertiser. We said, oh, of course, it was nice to see, you know, your photo of your children in the paper. And we just signed the authority for that to happen. And they were all dressed in Australian flags and bandanas, and they had their blow-up koala in the photo. Needless to say, the next year, my two friends were away and I'm ringing them, and I don't think they understood a word I said, the two mums, and saying, the kids are in Woolworths. And they're going, no, the children are here with us. I said, no, they're in Woolworths. They're on every register. They're on every end. They're on every piece of merchandise. And we all had to go to the shops, and funnily enough, I'm running in going, that's my children. And we all ended up with claw flute signs, either in our garages, in our rumpus rooms, and we had to go to each of the stores to plead with people to say, can we have your signs and take the children along to prove that that's why we wanted the signs. So that was probably one of our funniest memories that I think that I have, because, you know, there's walking a into a store and seeing your children and your friends, you know, our dear friends' twins plastered right across on a national advertisement right across the country that we didn't know that was happening. So that nice was our surprise. Little claim to fame, even though we didn't know it was going to happen. So that was quite funny at the time.
That's quite a unique Australia Day memory, that one. There can't be too many other people that can share that one with you.
No, it'd be nice to see that photo revisited and see if they'd want to repeat it.
Recreate it 20 years later or something.
Yes, that's right. Or the 10-year challenge, like the photos. Yeah, yes.
All right. Well, that's been great listening to you, Donna, and getting us a bit more information about Australia Day so we know what to do and how to do it.
Yes, hopefully that's inspiration for people to go and put an event on at the weekend.
Yes, that's if right. Not even next year. You know, go, oh, it's too late this year, but we can do it next year.
No, it's never too late.
No. Well, thank you for having me again. Oh, and then once Australia Day is finished, I'll be into decorating for the next event.
Easter.
Well, there's a little Valentine's Day. Yeah. I have a few things on that day that I like to do. But yes, Easter's our next big event.
Yes. All right. So we'll have some music, because I can't believe we've nearly finished this hour.
I know.
It's just gone so quickly. All right, so we've got Sunshine on a Rainy Day, Christina New again, Guy Sebastian, Who's That Girl, and Paul Kelly, 80s Careless.
Drugs are taking their toll on our community, and Customs needs your help to watch out for Australia. Smuggling or other related activities could be taking place near you right now. But there are telltale signs. Help stop these crimes by reporting any unusual or suspicious activity to the Customs Watch 24-hour free phone, 1800 06 1800. You know your area. You know what's right and what's not. We should all watch out for Australia. 1800 06 1800.
Tell me who's that girl just walk, walk, walk in the club. Just walk, walk, walk in the club. call my name, knock at the door, but you couldn't get in. I know I've been careless. I've been wrapped up in a shell, nothing could get through to me. Acted like I didn't know I had friends and family. I saw worry in their eyes, didn't look like fear to me. Overlay, like a long time penny smile, I got so hot I had to crack. You were there, you held the line, you're the one that brought me back.
A copy of your keys? Have you moved into new premises, lost or misplaced your keys? You need to rekey. Many people don't know how many copies of their house keys exist or who may have a copy. At Dependable Locksmiths, the safety of you and your family is our priority. Call today 1300 300 442. Dependable Locksmiths, a part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
Hi, this is Jerry, inviting you to join me, along with my musical friend John Yeoman, for Records and Rockstars, every Tuesday evening from 6 till 8 p.m., only on Alive 90.5 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Alive 90.5 with Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. So we were just listening to Christine Anou, Guy Sebastian and Paul Kelly. So that's it, our wrap-up for the day today.
Yes, what a busy show.
We have had changing of rooms,
technical issues, two fantastic interviews, not just one, but two.
That's right. And nobody knew in the background we were having issues.
I'm not sure about that.
I think we might have a glass of wine when we get home.
I think we'll need one.
All right. So, well, don't forget we got Australia Day on Saturday. So have a fantastic day, everybody, on Australia Day. And don't forget to
fly that flag.
We'll see you next week.